is on one of them. Eldon, good morning.
Yep, I'm hiding out on this line.
How are you?
Good. How you been?
Oh man, we're just nuts here in the world here. So listen, we've had so many weird things happen in law, even since you and I thought about you coming on this morning, that I'm just scrambling. We had a citizen's arrest on the air yesterday. We had Barney Fife being arrested by Gomer Pyle, and in fact, hang on. I think we need to just set this scene there, if I could, for just a second. And this is the kind of thing that people want to know about.
This is the riot. What are you yelling about? Like you said, you broke the law by making an illegal U-turn, and I hereby, as a citizen of the town of Mayberry in the United States of America, arrest you.
Hooray!
Hooray. All right. Eldon, what about it? You weren't there. You weren't there to handle that. I read the statute yesterday, and as you know, it's two lines about arresting somebody in Illinois. And I very carefully said we're going to talk to Eldon tomorrow, being today, about it. But my understanding is that you can make a citizen's arrest, which doesn't mean anything, but I read this thing from the Bar Association, and they said, but all you have to do is detain the person until the cops come. So what about that? Do you know anything about this? This came up because somebody that we know was very close to, I think, having to arrest somebody who was going nuts at a Jules. So what about it? Citizens arrest.
Yeah. Well, first, I actually remember that episode with Gomer yelling citizens arrest.
It was a fabulous milestone in law.
Right, which might tell us all something about my memories of my childhood, but. Yeah. In any event, to answer your question, I got to dredge up all the way back to law school probably. But I do recall that, it is possible to do a citizen's arrest in Illinois, probably most states. And there are some things, I just don't remember which, that it doesn't apply to. I think they're minor offenses rather than the major ones.
Counselor, it says ordinances. That's what it says.
Yeah.
That's it. What are those? Those are like you can't arrest somebody for something minor. We're talking serious. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Like
go ahead.
throwing the candy wrapper on the on the street, maybe jaywalking.
Right.
It might make an interesting test if it had something to do with mask wearing, but I'm not sure those actually have ordinances. More like strong suggestions, but. In any event, you can't go around policing those kinds of things. But if you do witness a crime, you know, something major going on, a guy's holding up a 7-Eleven or something, if you feel so inclined, you can intervene and arrest the dude. You can use actually the same amount of force that the police are supposed to legally be able to use. Not that a lot of people would find themselves doing that, but once in a while you do see a video of a guy holding up a store like a 7-Eleven, and there happens to be like an Army veteran or something in the store, and he just wails on the guy. So technically, that should be okay.
You know where I'm going with this? The incident that I was describing, this is Microphone Jones, who works on the show, is a very big guy, and we were talking about the assailant at the Jules. And, this guy, I probably could have taken him myself, Eldon, although I'm not an especially violent person. But, you know, it just occurs to me that we have all kinds of people now in situations where, we had the pre-pandemic crazies, and now they're still crazy. And all of this has to do with mask wearing, and I don't know. I'm just, the reason that this came up to me, it just occurs to me, I think it's unlikely that we're not going to see people in situations where they feel they need to do something and they want to know what to do. Comment?
Yeah, it's pretty volatile. Everybody's like on edge all the time, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't take much to set everybody off. And actually, you have seen several of these situations where the, if you want to call it citizen's arrest sort of thing, or close to it, going off the rails, and that's all these videos that, for lack of a better term, called the Karen videos.
Yeah.
I'm thinking in particular the one about she was in Central Park in New York and got on the phone with the cops because she didn't like how some guy was looking at her, or looking at birds, I think,
right.
With bird watching.
Right.
And it's not exactly a citizen's arrest, but it's about one step from it. Can you imagine if they take that into their own hands?
I know.
It's bad enough as it is. And the amazing thing is we're getting all this stuff on video.
Well, and, you know, you use the phrase take it into your own hands. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how to categorize this meltdown that we're having of authority just kind of evaporating and the current president sort of inviting everybody to just have a big free-for-all. So, that is part of it. And
think about it. For years, we have lived with a very simple sign in front of almost every restaurant. No shoes, no shirt, no service. Nobody freaked out. Nobody pulled a gun on the owner. Nobody protested or called the cops. You put on your shoes and your shirt.
Right.
But if it says put on a mask, they want an insurrection.
Well, that's the, you know, I dropped a news story I wanted to bring up today, and since you mentioned it, how about this McDonald's? I don't know if you've ever been to a McDonald's. It's a thing with the golden arches.
Yeah, definitely been there.
They are saying that they're going to require in-store customers to wear face masks at all of its 14,000 retailers across the country. But the Chicago-based company will not eject those who refuse to comply. The nationwide mask is going to take effect on the 1st of August. So this is David Roeder in the Sun-Times here, Ellen. Customers without a mask, listen to this, will be offered one. If they don't accept it, their order will be expedited. Are you listening to this?
Yes.
And then they will be directed to a pickup location safely distant from others.
Yeah. So the first one complains about it and says, I'm not going to a safe location.
Right.
Give me my food right here and right now.
Yeah. It's part of that aggressive. Here, let me play 15 seconds. This is the way they used to tell you how to deal things at the Golden Arches.
If you're ordering McDonald's and your friend says they don't want fries, get them the fries. Or else your fries will be their fries. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Or offer them a mask. No, I don't think that's going to work. So
no, they don't want the mask.
I know.
They conjure up all these things about health conditions where they can't wear masks and everything else. The thing to me is people just have this incredible inertia. Not everybody, obviously, but there's too much inertia and resistance to change, no matter what the change is. I had a relative about 1,000 years ago who you would safely call a pretty conservative guy, and he actually went out of his way to fight getting a color TV. Wouldn't have it.
A color TV?
Yeah, he didn't want a color TV. Yeah. He had to go out of his way to make a point of having, you know, it was good enough for my father, which should be good enough for me kind of thing.
Okay.
And he did the same thing with cars. He would order cars, especially without air conditioning, until eventually the sellers of the cars said, we can't do this anymore. You can't buy one from us.
This is a relative of yours?
Yeah, a long time.
You have a gene pool that probably we should know more. All right, anyway,
probably.
So go ahead. So go ahead.
Yeah.
And
no, you're right.
And go ahead.
No, that was my story, and I'm sticking to it. But, you know, I come from a rural area, and, you know, we saw things a little differently from time to time down there. So, you know, it's part of the genes, like you said.
I guess I don't get part of the situation there. There's a bunch of news here, and all of that, of course, is mask-related, and there's a paragraph somewhere that said something like, conservatives are considering the mask to be unconstitutional. I'm like, what? I don't get. Can you speak on that, counselor? Where would that be?
Well, A, they're wrong, but B, whatever they're trying to conjure up sounds something like the freedom argument. But the freedom argument goes all the way back hundreds of years to the old question about whose ox is being gored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody looks at things differently depending on who's inconvenienced.
Yeah.
So like my no shirt, no shoes example, and about 1,000 other ones, if you can't create a rule that applies both ways, then it's not a rule. It's just an excuse for doing what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that people hit the explosive button right away, right? There's no, like, discussion about it. It's either a nuclear war in the Walmart or it's not. And we've seen a few of those, too, right, where women sometimes are throwing things and guys are attacking people. And
we had this crazy woman yesterday who made – she had her 15 minutes a couple of weeks ago. She wiped out a Target mask display, and then when they arrested her, her confession was that she was a spokesperson for QAnon. So but you know, listen, back to your shoes shirt service sign. I don't remember. Was there any outcry at the time? Did people, you know, raise their fists and say, no, that's not constitutional? I don't remember any of that. Do you?
No, nobody ever did that. Everything now is constitutional, but constitutional is a generic term now.
Yeah.
It's just whatever fits your purpose, right?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one. I alluded to my rural roots a minute ago. Grew up in this small town, 1,200 people. It was a nice environment. It was a great thing to do. It's literally Mayberry, which goes back to your first
Citizens of Ryans. Citizens of Ryans.
Yeah. But we had a couple of cafes in town, and one of my favorite places to go to had at the cash register on the way out a handwritten sign, and the sign said, "No checks cashed for strangers."
Wow.
Which is classic, right?
Sure.
If you think about it. First, what's a check?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Second, it was understood what a stranger was, you know? If you're a stranger, forget it. We're not taking your check, which meant everybody knew everybody in town, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, a different culture, different time, different environment.
Yeah, I don't know. It's nice that you evoked that. I'm an old Andy Griffith Show fan. I'm not sure what people think about that. In fact, I used to have on the air, there's an organization called the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And they...
okay.
I don't know. Hopefully somebody is still doing that. Anyway, their newsletter is called The Bullet. How about that? So
there you go. I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, but my point is, I think that has the universal appeal. I also grew up in a small town, and there's a real, like, morality to that show, you know, where they don't have to explain this or that. People just acted the way they were supposed to act. Under normal circumstances, Eldon, I think that would be happening now, and I just think that we're being pressed to be kind of amoral and nuts.
I mean, imagine the message in the Andy Griffith Show. With the whole thing with the gun and the bullet and Barney and all that stuff was making fun of the idea that to do responsible law enforcement, especially in a smaller town, that you would even need a gun.
Yeah, I know.
Andy scoffed at that. I don't need a gun. He just talks to people and relates.
I know.
Barney wanted to play it by the book and have his gun ready and all that. And then the compromise was he had to keep the bullet separate from the gun.
Yeah, well. All right, we'll pull this all to the present day here. You couldn't have, unless you were on vacation yesterday, and I hope that you were, you couldn't have missed the current president saying that he was investigating the idea of changing the date of the election until people could vote safely. Now, Eldon, I don't even got to ask you that there's no, I don't even know where he's going with that. But, of course, it makes news. Can you just verify that that's nonsense? That the president has. I talked to a lawyer this morning. He said they can't do that. So
Well, it is nonsense, and in fact, it's one of the not too many things. All the rule books and laws that we have stacked to the ceiling. Not too many of them are literally in the Constitution, but that's one.
Yeah.
And the election day is on this particular Tuesday in November, and that's that. He can't change it, and I don't think Congress really could either. Here's the problem, the real danger. He can't do it, but if he controls the military, he can do whatever he wants, yeah. right? If it, sooner or later, if it comes down to who's got more guns, that's who's got the power. And the rest of it, you throw out the window. I'll tell you, I'm quite gratified this morning to find that there are legions of people in Congress, Democrats, but in particular Republicans, who dug in and said, nope, we're not doing it.
Right.
And that included McConnell, which was a surprise to me. But I think you got to take your stand, right? And in terms of him doing it, I think he was testing the water to see if he can throw enough wrenches into the system to just gum it all up and stay there until you sort it out. Or, worst case, fallback scenario, at least he's got an excuse for losing, right?
Yeah,
you can put his tail between his legs and go home and say, you took it from me, you stole it from me, and then go on TV and have his little show and right off to the sunset.
I think, you know, we're I'm looking here. I hope we're going to post this. I think it's 173 days now till the new administration. We're going to I think we have a countdown clock somewhere. That's keeping me going every day to look at that. I think the larger likelihood is that Trump will lose by a little or a lot, and then I don't know what. Then the scenarios get really crazy about that.
If he loses by a little and he does invoke one of these things and just tries to mess it all up, you can do some recounts and you can do some things in the following couple of months, but I don't know how much he can interfere with it or how much he can rig it or whatever. If you lose by a lot, I guess you could try to do the same thing, but it just wouldn't carry any weight whatsoever. It would be just a giant embarrassment.
You know, if Trump were such an idiot, and you talked about the military behind him, I mean, if you look at the Hitler playbook, Trump could have done that. He could, when he was elected, and he gets up instead of immediately sort of saying, "I'm the commander in chief and I'm the guy," he stands up in front of the wall of fame from some of the fallen people in Washington. Just went on from there. I don't know. I have no way of verifying this. I just don't think people in uniform are behind him to any extent.
That's my impression, although I thought that about a couple of other groups before we got down to them.
Yeah.
But to me, it seems like if anybody were to take a stand and just say, no, I'm not doing it, if he orders the military to surround the White House and he turns the whole thing into a bunker and they have to attack law enforcement, I think they would draw the line. It got pretty testy there in the park, when he did the Bible march
on that Tuesday. Well, but counselor, what constitutes an illegal order?
Yeah. Well, aside from begging the question of whether it's prescribed or not, it depends on who gives it and why. So you might have an illegal premise, I guess what I'm trying to say.
Right.
In that case, you didn't actually have, apparently, real police who are real cops, really trained by somebody, accountable to somebody, and reporting to somebody. It's just these anonymous thugs go out and do whatever you tell them to do.
Right.
That's what is reminiscent of the old brown shirts and the SS and all that stuff.
Right.
The rest of it, in going to that particular day and that event, one guy says they attacked us, meaning the demonstrators, and so it was a defensive move, but they've said everything.
Yeah.
We had to defend ourselves. They attacked us. We had to clear the area. Everything that they can think of, and if one of them sticks, they just go with that one.
Yeah. Wow, of all the people that I know that have served in the military or law enforcement, I know these guys, and by guys I mean men and women. I just don't think that Trump has any idea how they think, because he is a guy, he has no, what's the word, moral compass?
Right.
And that's why these people do what they do, because they have a moral compass. I don't know what he's thinking. You remember 1970, Eldon, where the Kent State shootings?
Sure.
I think that Trump is imagining some scenario where he's going to give the order and they're going to start, picking off people that don't like him. I really don't know where the guy is going, but
So, well, that's the Putin playbook, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Next thing you know, these people turn up with radiation poisoning and they fall out windows.
I know.
All those kinds of things.
I know.
Not to mention just the confrontational violence stuff like Kent State was. And that wasn't even a federal police. It was a bunch of young guys in a National Guard unit marching around with rifles, military-grade rifles.
Which so many people now, when they mobilize, the National Guard, they're not full-time people. That's a matter of, that's what mobilizing means.
And so, right.
I don't know. Quarter before the hour, Eldon Ham, H-A-M, is on the line, and an old friend of ours, and we've appointed him the Bleat Network Attorney General. He's here to make to make sense of all.
But
this.
Now I got to go do all your dirty work for you.
And it's, there's more of it every single day.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah. So back to this notion that we're going to be done with Trump. I said on the air, I'm not even sure Trump's going to make it through the election. So I think it's Pence, you know, or someone like that. But anyway, in the scenario that we are done with this. Anomaly in American history in January. Look beyond that. What do we do? What do we do after that? The law's in trouble. You know, nobody.
Yeah, it is.
I was going to say nobody respects it. I mean, I do. But again, I don't want to date you and me. But going back to Watergate in 1974, you know, now we're, you know, there it was sort of, you know, the president's broken the law. And now we're, well, there isn't any law to break. I mean, that's a long way to go. So
yeah,
comment.
It comes down to either compliance. Sooner or later, like Nixon, you got to say, okay, I'll do it. The Supreme Court said turn over the tapes, right?
Right.
He had to then actually turn them over.
Yeah.
What if he said, go pound it. I'm not turning over anything.
When, in retrespect, Eldon, I think they told him that he should have done that, right? I mean,
yeah, possibly.
He just gave up the evidence. Why did you do that? Right.
So. Nixon actually, for all of his faults, and boy, there was a long list of them, he actually was, he respected the office, ultimately, and he respected the country. He was just paranoid and he needed to pull all these dirty tricks to try to hold on to power.
Huh.
But ultimately, he wanted to be president because he liked the presidency.
Yeah, and he was, and as you know and everybody, he was a lawyer. You know, that's the...
Yeah, and he actually had principles. Some of them were a little weird.
Yeah.
The current president has no principle whatsoever about anything.
No, I agree
He would
that.
Switch, he would flip the switch on everything he stands for if you could say to him, you can get reelected, but you suddenly have to be for abortion and for gun control. Just take everything and flip it. He'd flip it.
Absolutely.
Fine. I don't care.
Absolutely, and I think that's what's happening to him. I think that he's gotten to that point. I believe he's at the end of the malignant, narcissistic life that he's had. I think he's having a mental meltdown. But more important, I do think that, you know, I mean, he was flipping every day, you know, 4 years ago, and to some extent it was working. But, you know, it's not now. Hey, to your point, I thought that was on the heels of him with this preposterous, let's just not have an election till people are feeling better. This thing that he's, the thing that he said, you know, let us know when the cough goes away there, Ed. You know, on the heels of that, you're right that everybody in Congress came out yesterday and said no. So, I do think he's overplayed his hand.
But he is still left with the argument that I don't care what you say, this election was rigged.
Yeah.
You know, in his world, a rigged election is one that he couldn't rig.
Exactly.
Anything he couldn't rig is rigged against him.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. I got to let you run here, and thanks for your time here, Eldon. I remember a story. I don't know if you saw this, but it was about Nixon when he was running at some point. And the deal was that there was a microphone in the story, and it was supposedly his microphone or not his microphone, and he was worried that the opposition was going to unplug his microphone is what it was. And I read this, and the thing was ridiculous, but the person writing the story said, well, that's how Nixon thought, that if he had the ability to take somebody else's microphone away, he would do that. So, yeah, I mean, and I guess...
you look at it through your own prism, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's where you get all these, like, nutty ideas sometimes. Yeah, it's just, like, paranoid nonsense.
I know it, I know it. Eldon, you're a good guy. I'm glad somebody is obeying the law.
How do you know I do that all?
I was going to say, as soon as we find out what it is.
So. Yeah, right.
And our best to Carla. We're going to have her on next time. Carla and Eldon Ham are two.
Yeah, sure. We'll get her on next time.
Yeah, all right. You guys, all of you in law, hang on. Because you'll never know when we have to make another citizen's arrest.
You said you broke the law by making an illegal U-turn, and I hereby, as a citizen of the town of Mayberry...